and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Destiny Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Thursday. Already. Again. It is Thursday. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question. How can you change your future? How can you change your future? You ever wondered that? How can I change my future? That's the biblical question. We have every way that you can watch or support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, anywhere to where you're running around, you're running from ICE. If you're ICE and you're chasing the illegal aliens, if you are taking your children to a public school right now because you hate your children, you don't feel like raising them, you don't feel like being bothered, there's not enough attention raising children, you need to be in the workforce so you can get an award for your work. Or the office takes you to lunch or something. Or you could be on the run from ICE. You could be listening to, or you could just working out at the gym or just making breakfast, lunch, or dinner or whatever. And you can't sit and watch the show. You can podcast the show, of course, but you could be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. What the? BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond. JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? And I know we have some super chats that we need to catch up on from yesterday. Time goes by so fast. So we're going to get to that as well. Thank you. For the new listener, we take all calls, no matter what. But on Thursday, because we love the Bible Thumpers, we pay more, we give the Bible Thumper a little bit more time because it's a little difficult to communicate with the Bible Thumpers in that they would ask you about a scripture or mention a scripture and they quote it and then you'll try to respond to it and then you'll wait for a response back, but they'll just quote another scripture or they'll jump ahead. So we love the Bible Thumpers, so we had to make time for the Bible Thumpers on Thursday. So not only is today the first Thursday of the month of April, and it's men's forum tonight. That's amazing. Come by that fact. Gone by that fact. But it's men's forum tonight at 7 p.m. at the Barnhead Corner, L.A. It is also Biba Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors. Love.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
That's President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The pulpit light. If you don't.
They call him the holy prophet.
Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why?
Why, George, Lord?
Why George, God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. There's only one God. Only one. And if you put anything before that, you're going to break the rule. You're breaking the law. And as a result of breaking the law, you will suffer. Isn't that amazing? It's not like you might suffer. You will suffer. If you put anybody or anything before seeking first what's right, before seeking putting the truth first, you will. It's so amazing, folks. You will suffer. Everything you do will fail. Everything. It'll be tough. Even on your job, it'll be tough. Your dating life will be tough. Get your relationship with your husband and wife, because you always marry the wrong one, will be tough. Dealing with human beings will be tough. Having fear and everything will be it, because you have put the wrong thing first, people. Ain't nothing else is going to work but the order. Seek first what's right. Seek the truth first. And all will be added and all will work. It will work. But you got to put the first thing first. If daddy tell you, you got to cut the wood, chop down some trees and cut some firewood before you go to the party, you better not go to that party if you haven't done the job first. It's not going to work. You may go to the party, but when you get home, you're going to pay the price for it. And it ain't going to work. You know, and I will get to your calls. It's so interesting to me how I'm using the word believer, but I don't know what that means. It just sounds like a fancy word, believers, right? It sounds like so holy. And I saw your face, now I'm a believer. Believers, or Christians, or Catholics, or Muslims, or Jewish, or Allah Abba, or whatever. It's so amazing to me. And it's just so amazing to me. What Christians believe, what Catholics and Muslims and Mormons and the people that ride horse and buggies, and they live out of the farm there in Philadelphia, and they don't have bathrooms, and they don't have a car, and they don't have to worry about gas. It's amazing to me what people who say that they believe in God believe. And then it's amazing to me that they go a lifetime believing in that, and then it's not working, but you yet believe in it. You believe it. It's like one or two people question things. A few people like Donald Trump, a few men and women will question it. And then they become the outcast of the family, of the church, of the party. They become the outcast. But that's fine. You got to sacrifice to be, if you want to know the truth, you got to make sacrifices. And it's fine. But it's amazing to me how I really want you to think about smoke on this. Smoke on it. And I'm not telling you to smoke pot. What the? As soon as I said smoke on it, the first thing you thought about was pot. Not pot, folks. Meaning reflect. Reflect. You believe something that is not working for you. And then instead of questioning it, well, you know, I believe this. I believe this, but it's not working. And I give you a few examples, then I have a deep one. Amazing one. I believe in God, but it's not working. You won't even say it's not working. You're scared to say it's not working. I believe I have a free will, but it's not working. You can't even will yourself out of your own hell. You can't will yourself away from fear. You can't will yourself from thinking. You can't will yourself from loneliness. But yet you say you have a free will, and you will fight. And there's no liberation. Yesterday was Liberation Day. And you still hold on to this idea of free will. You say, I'm in love with more than just Mary Jane. She's just not your main thing. But she's in love with Mary Jane, right? And you get with Mary Jane and Mary John, and it doesn't work. You fight. You argue. You try to please. You try to satisfy. And it doesn't work. And you still hold on to it. You meet an older woman with a man. You meet an older woman. And you know it's not going to work. But you tell yourself it will. You become the boy. She become the mama and she beat you. And you still hold on to it. You believe God, I mean Jesus, is God. And you say it in such a holy way. And then it doesn't work. You don't see he is your brother. And because you don't see that he is your brother, you can't even claim the stuff that he's on. You can't inherit the kingdom of heaven because you think Jesus is your brother. I mean, Jesus is your God. And you hold on to that. It's amazing. I can go on and on and on, right? What Christian and believers of all religions believe. You believe that you can find God in religion. And you never find him, but yet you believe you will. You keep looking. You keep waiting. And waiting for the world to change. I keep waiting for the world to change. I keep on waiting. You keep waiting. What a sad way to live. You try to make somebody love you and do it your way, and if they don't, you get mad, all in the name of Jesus. But the one that is like, up front raw. This is the big one. The one that's up front raw, you hold on to it for dear life. You hold on to it for dear life, and you will not let it go. And that is anger. Every man and woman, and now child, male and female child, hold on to anger for dear life. And someone tell you, hey, no, let the anger go. Anger is evil. Anger is not good for you. Anger has no love in it. It's violent. It's insecurity. It's worry. It's suicidal thoughts. It separates you from the light, from life. It is evil. And you like, and everybody's telling me this, really. They do not believe that you should not have anger. everybody. I've interviewed tons of people now, and I make sure I ask, do you have perfect peace? Do you have anger? They have no perfect people. They have anger. They justify it. Everybody have anger. Everybody have peace. Sure, I'm a human being, they say. And they hold on to anger. Evil, which is anger, has played a mind-blowing trick on you. And it's coming from your parents. It's coming from your teachers. It's coming from your preachers. It's coming from everywhere. It tells you that anger is good. Everybody have a you need anger to defend yourself. It tells you. You need anger to get motivated. You need anger for this. You need anger for your protection. It tells you all that. They tell you that. And you believe it. Someone comes along and says, no, let anger go and you can have perfect peace. You doubt that. Nobody had perfect peace, you say. And then you need to see somebody with perfect peace before you can believe that it's possible. And then when you do run up on a person with perfect peace once in a while, you may, which is rare, you doubt that. And then I would tell them, you know what? Well, and this is to preachers, teachers, all races, professionals, educated people, everything. They tell you, no, they do not believe that you can have perfect peace. How will you have it if you don't believe it's possible? So is a man thinking, so as he is. How will you have it if you don't even believe that it's possible? And even though Christ, the man you call God, said that he came that you might have peace and perfect peace, and yet you don't believe it. Anger is devastating human beings. It really is, and it's almost sad, but it's not quite sad, because this is hell on earth. Anyone that has anger is of their father, the devil, and they're living in hell. Their eyes are open, they're breathing, but they cannot see. And they are dangerous and devastating, vicious, revengeful, doubtful, anxiety, worry. And I'm like, all you have to do is let the anger go and all those things would disappear. No, they don't believe that. What the? Nobody else has it, so I don't believe it's possible. They say. And anger, and what other crazy thing? They don't believe. The Father, God, it's Bible Thumper Thursday, the Father, God told the Son, Jesus, to tell y'all, to tell all of us, you must forgive as I have forgiven you. Even say, tell them, okay, son, tell them that I said, before they can enter into the kingdom of heaven within, they must forgive. Go and forgive. And then you can enter into the kingdom. They won't even do that. Like, what the? It's crazy. Forgiveness is the key to eternal life because you're admitting that you're evil. And when you admit it, you can overcome it. But they won't do it. They may go and say, I'm sorry. I call you out your name. I'm sorry. I ate your sweet potato pie, your last little piece of sweet potato pie, and you thought you were going to come home and have some sweet potato pie with some black walnut ice cream. I'm sorry. They don't really mean it. Because next week they eat up your pie again. It's amazing that the children of God believe the same thing that the children of Satan believes. And they treat and act in the same way that the children of Satan act, and they don't question it. I say, let your anger go. Forgive. Let the anger go so you can be free. You can rest in peace. They don't do it. And it's devastating human beings. For example, NBC, DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, right, I guess. I don't know what DFW is. But NBC, a high school student is facing a murder charge after police in Frisco, Texas, says he fatally stabbed. Oh, that is Dallas-Fort Worth, right on. Thank you. I used to live there, I should know. He fatally stabbed a student during a confrontation at a high school track meet on Wednesday morning. Track meets are fun, and it's supposed to be for fun. Watch this from NBC.
The sad part about it is he died in his brother's arms. They were twins, identical twins. And his brother was holding on to him, trying to make it stop bleeding. And he died in his brother's arms. And I rushed up there, and I saw him on the gurney. And I could tell. They said he wasn't breathing. I could see all the blood. I saw where the wound was.
Understandably still in shock, Jeff Metcalf says a precious memory was made just this past weekend when he took his twin boys hunting. That's where Austin got his first hog. Well, this morning at around 10, he rushed here to Kirkendall Stadium where the Memorial High School student athlete suffered a fatal stab wound during this track and field meet. Frisco police say a fight broke out between two students when one stabbed the other. More than 100 student athletes were participating in this meet. Fortunately, they were safely evacuated. Police arrested the suspect. He is 17-year-old Carmelo Anthony of Frisco. He is now charged with murder.
Just FYI, the accused stabber was black. And I don't know, are we allowed to show it? Can we show it? Huh?
Yeah, Derek told me to.
So, okay. Even though he's underage, we can show it. Okay, it's from CNN, so we can show it. The accused stabber was black. This is the black boy that was accused of stabbing and, according to the report, killing the white boy. Twin. At a track meet. Think about that. If a white boy had done that to a black boy, it would be everywhere. It would be an outrage. It would be Trump supporter, they say. Can you imagine? Think about this. Your twin son. You have two sons. You know you're alpha. You made two sons, two identical twins or whatever, twin boys. And one of them at that age get killed at a track meet by some black guy. Think about that. You out trying to have fun. Y'all been hunting. And you and your sons have been like out there just living the life. And some angry black boy stab and kill your son. Let me see the image. Can we see the image of the twin of what the twin white boy? And we can't show that, right? I mean, we don't have that.
Let me grab.
Okay. This is so serious, it's not even funny because this is anger, folks. Anger is evil. You cannot trust an angry person. We don't worry about it. But just think about that. The murder father says he's already forgiven the killer. Why is this?
Austin is being remembered as an outstanding student at Memorial High, his football team's MVP, and a young man of faith. His father grappling with loss and forgiveness.
I'm not trying to judge, but what kind of parents did this child have? What was he taught? He brought a knife to a track meet, and he murdered my son by stabbing him in the heart. The guy was in the wrong place. They asked him to move, and he bowed up. This is murder. I don't know. I know they have someone in custody.
Yeah, we do.
And you know what? I already forgive this person.
Already?
Already. God takes care of things. God's going to take care of me. God's going to take care of my family.
I have to tell you, I want you to see the picture. That's the boy right there? That's the
correct
boy. That's the boy that was, according to the report, this black guy stabbed and killed at. And that's the black boy that was accused of killing, carried a knife to a track meet, a black guy, and accused of killing this boy. They told him to get up and move, and he got ticked, according to the report. I personally don't believe, really, that white people and black people should mingle together. Really. They should not live together in the same communities. They should not go to the same schools. They should not go to the same churches. They should not go to the same cafes, track meets. They should not be in the same government, because black people are too angry. They're angry at the mothers and fathers. That's what they're really angry at. But they've been told it's a white man. And every little incident is going to always turn out wrong. We need to go back to segregation. And then let people come together because they want to come together, not because some stupid law says that you have to do it. If not, you're racist or whatever. Because this is not going to end anytime soon. This man lost his son, his twin son, that he raised to look like to a teenager. And some angry black person been accused of killing him. I don't see any time in the near future where blacks and whites will ever get along. Because white people are just being white people, right? And I guarantee you, they didn't think anything about asking that boy to move. They never expect it. Now, they would ask another white person to move. I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was in the wrong seat. But they ask a black person, you got a fight on your hand. Look at a fight on your hand. Look at our government today. Black women are running the Democratic Party, and it's a mess because of the anger. Anger is evil. Anger is evil. There is no love in anger, and anger is not necessary. It is abnormal as a human being to have anger. Colossians 3:13. Bear with one another. Forgive each other. If one of you has a complaint against another, the Lord has forgiven you. Now you must do the same. That works, folks. 888-7753-773. I'll take your calls right after this break.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and in doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job, and then I found you, and I started listening, and I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father, and it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed, and I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
Whenever you're down, out in the cold, faithless and dark, your story's untold. Come take my hand and walk there with me. I know a place where we can be free. There is a light shining.
Amazing. White people, I want you to know except for those blacks, and it's only a handful, one handful, who are working on themselves and overcoming anger and realize you're not their problem, that it starts in the homes. Black people would never get along with white people. They will always blame you for their misery. Really, it's not going to work. Really, it's just not going to work. It's just not going to work, white people. I don't care how much you try to appease them, give them what they want and beg for, it's just not going to work. Anger doesn't work like that. You got to forgive. So the spirit, it is a spirit of anger will be taken away from you. And it will, if you can admit to yourself, even if you don't want to say it out loud. You don't have to. It's not required that you say it out loud. It is required that you see it for yourself, that you are angry, and anger is not good. And it'll be taken away from you. And blacks are not ready to do that. It's been, they have these black so-called leaders who are encouraging it daily, in their government, in their schools, in their homes, everywhere. And white people, your lives are on the line. Because you're just kind of going along with life, being white, trying to live a first-class life. And the blacks are not going to let you do that. Anyway, announcement. What are the announcements? Tonight is men's forum. It's April. And the first Thursday night of the month is tonight. So today at 7 p.m., man. Every first Thursday night of the month. And for ladies, third Thursday night, all right? There is a special going on for cameos, C-A-M-E-O, and it ends tomorrow. It's a April Fool thing. And I do the cameos for you. Shout outs, right? Cameo personal shout outs. Birthdays, wedding, anniversary, congratulations, currency, whatever it is. Right now, you can get it for $20. Amazing, huh? So go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And one other quick thing. Tomorrow, oh my God, why George Lord, brand new episode of The Fallen State tomorrow, Mitch Francis is going to be my guest on The Fallen State tomorrow, and he's an atheist author, entrepreneur, and CEO. Watch this.
Next time on the fallen state.
We have two mass shootings a day. Nobody's doing anything about most of these problems.
Right, and they're getting worse and they're not being solved.
Exactly.
So if you don't believe God exists, who created you?
Chance.
Who is Chance and how did they do this?
No, it's just random luck.
I gotta put you on the hot seat.
What? This is hot, man. I've been on the hot seat for an hour.
True or false, when she's crying, she's lying. Tomorrow at 11 a.m., if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, you can now be a member of fallenstate.tv. Right there. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. All right? And don't forget to follow on social media. Y'all know what to do with that, right? Follow, subscribe, ring the bell, and blah, blah, blah. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, JLP Talk on X, cozy.tv/JLP, rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Anger is evil, folks. Look how miserable you are with anger. Look at your fears. That's not normal. It's abnormal as a human being not to have perfect peace. It's abnormal to blame someone else for the way you feel and what you think and how you act. It's abnormal to think that you're going to get love from another human being. It's abnormal to think that your problem is physical or because of your color, racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, Debbie Dadism, Allahu Abbaism, anti-Semitism. It's all lies, folks. It's spiritual. And Satan is the author of this world. And he's roaming through human beings. And all hell breaks loose on the earth. Look at what's happening. Look at what's happening. Tawana is out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my, my. Tawana, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing today?
All is well, Tawana.
Good. Well, I'd like to call you my homeboy because I'm originally from Alabama, too. So I think I told you that before.
Sweet home, Alabama. Nice.
And guess what? I found out my parents are from, they say Barber County or something like that.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
so
my,
like, oh
God.
My God. I said, they're from that area, too. So
I am totally from Barber County.
Yeah, that's where they're from, too. But, you know, they moved away from there. But that's
right.
Where they're from. And I was like, well, that's where Jesse's from. And I said, maybe we could be long-lost cousins.
That's right. You never know.
You never know.
Oh, amazing. Nice.
Yeah. So I just wanted to answer the biblical question today.
How can you change your future?
Well, at first, when you first asked the question, I automatically said you can't change your future, you know. But then, since this is Bible Thumper Thursday, Jeremiah 29:11 said, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and to give you a hope and a future." But that's the reason why I believe we have to stay present, because if we are, you know, out of our head or whatever and going with the thoughts or what have you, you can do some stupid stuff and do stupid things and cause a big mess. And then next thing you know, you can, you know, mess up your future. So the plans is for us to have a future, but if you're in your head and you're not present and you just may do sporadic things, not knowing what you're doing, yeah, you can derail that future, and that may never happen. So that's
my
take on it.
And so how can you change it?
Well, you have to stay in the present. You have to continue to, you know, try to stay in the present, not be going with what Satan is telling you to do. He may tell you to go over there and fuss somebody out. That's ignorant, you know. So we already know that's evil, so we want to cast that down.
Amazing. I appreciate that. And I will put my little two cents in on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you, homegirl.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good, but okay.
All right, you too. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. What a sad way to live. Why do you want to live a life of misery your whole life? Why not choose peace? Paul is the first time caller out of
Oh,
God. Paul.
Oh, hello.
Paul, a first time caller out of Connecticut. We just heard you said, S word.
Oh, that's totally my bad. I'm at work right now, and I just ran outside to answer your call. So sorry
okay.
about that, Jesse.
No problem. Go ahead.
Great to hear from you, man.
Thank you.
So I just want to say thank you for all you've helped me with. You know, I've been watching you probably about a year now and everything, and I can't be more grateful. So I just want to say thanks and everything, and really helped me, like, become a man and everything. So,
well,
I'm kind of getting emotional, man.
You stay with it, Paul. Stay with it. Stay with it. It only gets better.
I believe it, man. Trust me. You saved me from a bad relationship. I'm only 22.
Yes.
I was dating a 29-year-old from a city down south from me. And she tried to control me and everything, and it was just not working out. So I took your advice, and I just left her. And, man, I'm free, you know?
Free at last. Free
I'm
at
free.
Last. Paul, why did you get with a 29? And at the time, did you know, you know what? I should not be getting with a 29-year-old woman.
I had a feeling 100% for sure, you know, just by, you know, your advice and other people's opinions. So I always put them into account, but I never let other people's opinions, like, you know, run my life. But
right.
I just stand by them. But I had a feeling it was wrong. But the reason why I did was actually I had worked with her mother, and her mother was my old boss. And she was like, oh, my daughter saw you on Facebook. You know, you want to respond? And I was like, well, let me just see. What do I got to lose, right? Because I've been pretty much single my whole life. I've been working. I do, you know, heating, ventilation, air conditioning, so I'm always busy. And I gave it a shot, but it didn't work out, you know?
Every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. You listen to her mama.
Amen. Amen to that. You couldn't be more right about that, man.
Yeah. You stay with us. Stay with it, Paul. And you haven't seen anything, man. It'll be amazing. And you never look for a woman, period. Only look for the truth. And the truth will add unto you exactly what you need, your heart desires, and it will be perfect. It will be amazing.
Those are the wisest words I've ever heard, Jesse. Thank you so much, Jesse, and I really appreciate you taking this call. It's an honor to speak with you, and I'm a huge fan.
Right on.
So,
thank you, man.
Thank you so much, man.
All right. Take care now.
You too, Jesse. God bless.
You
Bye-bye.
You too, buddy. Bye. People, you don't know what you want. You don't know what you need. The person that created you knows all of that. And he is not like your earthly father. He loves you. And he will take care of you, but you got to let him. But you try to do life on your own. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Good morning.
Good morning. Amazing shirt. Y'all see the shirt Hank has on today? Tell us about the shirt.
It's a nice little prototype of the Punchy TV, Punchy.tv T-shirt, soon to be available. Eat your heart out.
Amazing. It's a nice shirt.
Yeah.
And nice color and everything.
Right on.
Punchy.tv. Amazing.
And it's large.
How can I get it?
You can't yet. But it will be available on jesseleepeterson.shop.
And you say it's large? Why you make that point?
Because everybody criticizes me for wearing a medium. And I don't like medium. I like medium that fits just right. But there's all too many mediums, especially after you wash them sometimes. They're like,
how old are you?
43.
And you think?
Gonna be 44.
And you think you still fit into a medium?
It's my Michael Jackson shirt.
I'm about to say, what's your name? Michael Jackson or something?
Terrible.
Amazing. But anyway.
They've been trying to tell me.
something Grandpa tell me about the good old days. Amazing.
Biblical question answer from Nikki.
How can you change your future?
Keep quiet.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki.
Nice.
I agree. Eric bought 3 coffees in response to the biblical question. How can you change your future?
Yes.
Your future doesn't exist. Your future is now. Your perception of now changes from your awareness of the not you.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Eric. Thank you, Eric. Anthony on Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App. Chicago, murder capital of the USA. 2 girls were prepped. Oh, those black girls in Chicago's Chinatown, I guess. Or Chinatown. They got racially profiled.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Yeah, I remember that. We covered it yesterday.
Terrible.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony.
Yeah.
Blunt wit. Vexed between donating and filing taxes to the IRS, which goes who knows where. Big smile. Jobless and good luck. Or jobless and good luck? Thank you, JLP and crew.
Thank you. Thank you. Amazing.
Blunt wit.
Yeah.
Mark, and Canada is 80% brainwashed, but it's only 33.3 million. Smiling.
Our 51st state.
That's right.
Canada. Thank you.
Natalie on YouTube, I got mad love for Hake, but he's so wrong about Val Kilmer in Batman. Batman Forever was an amazing movie, and Val was a great Batman. Winky with face with tongue sticking out and kissing emoji.
Oh, you didn't like Batman?
Right. Batman the 1988, 89, whenever that was good. But pretty much all the sequels, I didn't really like them.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Batman.
But Val Kilmer was okay. I didn't have a problem with him.
I remember seeing the first Batman, I guess. But after that, I was done with Batman.
The one with Michael Keaton?
I guess so.
And the Joker with, what's that guy's name? Jack Nicholson?
I guess so.
Oh.
Yeah. Jack, yes.
Jack Nicholson.
He was an amazing actor.
Yeah.
They don't make him like that anymore.
He's still kicking. I don't think he's still working, though.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Natalie. Houston, no message.
So is Natalie right about you? And your relationship with, you don't like the Batman person?
I like Val Kilmer, but I didn't like Batman Forever. I thought that Val Kilmer's best thing was in Tombstone as Doc Holliday. Papa.
Nice.
Rest in peace, Val Kilmer. You heard he died?
He was a good actor.
Yeah.
He was an amazing actor. Nice. May his soul rest in peace.
At the tender age of 65.
Yeah, I heard. Apparently he was a Mormon, not Mormon, but 70, not 70 Avenger. What's those people's name up there in Hollywood?
Oh, Scientologist?
Yeah, I think they said he was a Scientologist. I could be wrong. But it was one of those religions where if you get sick, you can't go to the doctor or something.
Oh.
I think I heard something like that in the news, in the media. I may be wrong.
Yeah.
But they said that somebody said that he was having
Christian scientist? Christian science?
One of those. I'm not sure which one of those. I think it's the one that.
Which is also like a cult. From what I remember as a kid.
But it's one of those religions where you are not supposed to see a doctor if you get sick.
Mm.
I don't know how anyone fall for that, but okay.
He did go get chemo despite it being against his religious beliefs, according to Entertainment ET Online.
Yeah.
Anyway,
amazing. Thank you.
Houston, no message. Thank you.
Thank you.
Houston with another. Jesse, what's your opinion on going to confession?
Never do that. Not to some Catholic priest up in a window. No. You confess within to the Father that you're wrong, and the Father will make you free. Really. Confess to yourself. He said confess that you're a sinner, meaning that you're evil. Your heart is evil. Every man and woman heart is wicked. You confess that, admit it to yourself, even if you don't admit it aloud, but you see it for yourself, then you can be free. No one else can free you from that. Only the spirit of the Father can take away the spirit of evil Amazing, huh? Thank you.
Thank you, Houston. Right, great question.
Yeah.
Mark, manhood for manhood hour, strong black arm, black thanks hands, and red heart.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thanks, Mark. Keith, I've begun recognizing the voice of truth, and it is mind-blowing. My questions are answered by the light and not with words. I understand what it means to trust the truth now, he says.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. All right, I got to stop there because of time.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Yeah, we will.
We're caught up on yesterday's, at least. We finished yesterday's.
Nice. Amazing. What do you think about my idea that white people got to depart from the blacks?
I agree.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
That's a sad story. This man's son, white son, twin son, one of his twin sons, was killed by a black boy at a track meet, according to the story. They just asked him, could you move down or move your seat? And the boy got up and stabbed him.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, and yeah, killed him.
Yeah, that's insane. That is all too common. Although it is rare, it is all too common. Quote-unquote rare. The race thing is gets in people's heads and blacks' heads.
And it's
crazy.
Implanted in the blacks' head as soon as they're born.
Yeah.
The moment they pop out of the mama's womb, they say, baby, you're going to always be discriminated against. There's racism. They hate you because you're black. You don't even understand what they're saying yet, but it sticks.
And think about it. It ruined the black kid, young man's life, too. Now he's set up to be a murderer.
But white people need to get away from the black. Y'all need to go back to segregation, really. And let it happen the way it used to happen in the good old days, when people came together because they agreed and they wanted to come together. It didn't matter the color. Not because the government said, you got to do it, if not, you're racist. We're going to force these people into your communities. We're going to force them on you. That's not love, and that does not work.
It's true. And they say, oh, we're racially profiling. And it's not really true, because you can profile the type of person that it is on top of the race. So, anyway.
Amazing. Yes. Let me go to, is it Jamil?
Yep.
Out of Canada. Jamil, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, how you doing, man? Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes. First of all, I wanted to say track meets are supposed to be fun. You're 100% correct. It's insane to see what's happening at track meets. I feel like the only reason I graduated high school was because I had track to go to. Otherwise, there would be no reason to go for me. It's insane to see that they can't appreciate that stuff anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's too risky now due to the anger. And then white people is being blamed for everything. And, like, white people really have an impact on the blacks. It's just not true. And these young black kids are growing up angry, and it's white people need to get away from the blacks, just not have anything to do with them, and don't care what people say about them.
You know, I think you're 100% correct, and, you know, when you say that, I sometimes wonder, because, you know, earlier you mentioned,
hold on, let me take a quick break. 2 more hours ago, back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry, because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit, and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
Some serious mess going on in the world. But Trump has the liberals promoting the tariffs on uninhabited islands. Based. Nice. Genius. And there is extreme weather. Watch out for the tornadoes and the storms. Maybe I'm a little late in warning you, but I did tell you about it yesterday. It's crazy back over somewhere in America. And there are auto tariffs. Tariffs on the autos. The cars, you know? Nice. And the Myanmar, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, I forget now. Earthquake, that death toll, it's climbed to, I heard, over like 3,000 people dead. Crazy. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, April 3rd, AD 2025. First Thursday of the month, by the way. Men's Forum is tonight, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/events to check out the announcement. But just show up here at Bond, guys, around 7 p.m., just before 7. At Bond in Los Angeles, only in person, not recorded, not streamed, private. No gossiping after the fact. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. You can call in every so often. 1-888-775-3773. That's 888-77-JESSE. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, announced sweeping new tariffs on countries and territories yesterday, including some with no economy, nor even people. The Heard Island, H-E-A-R-D, and McDonald Islands in the southern Indian Ocean will apparently have to pay a 10% tariff on goods that they send to the United States. However, the tiny uninhabited islands have no exports. They're home to penguins, elephant seals, and seabirds. Learn something new every day. Isn't that nice? Well, thank you, President Trump, for bringing that to Commie Nonsense's attention to bring it to ours. So good. An extreme weather. About 5 million people were under tornado watches early this morning as a wide-reaching storm system moved across the central United States. In addition to twisters, days of nearly nonstop rain are expected that could trigger a once-in-a-lifetime flooding in the corridor where Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky and Tennessee, where they meet. Wow. I didn't know they all met there. Anyway, it's a corridor. Okay. The line of strong to severe thunderstorms has already produced at least 19 reports of tornadoes, including one twister that injured 4 people and damaged multiple structures in Kentucky, and another that caused a warehouse to collapse partially in Indiana. Wind gusts in the 80 to 100 mile an hour range were reported, as was hail the size of baseballs and tennis balls. That's not too small. Something like that. Crazy. Auto tariffs. President Trump's new auto tariffs went into effect at 12:01 a.m., just after midnight, early this morning, which means a 25% tariff on all cars shipped to the United States. The Trump administration also plans to roll out a 25% tariff on imports of auto parts. No later than May 3rd, Mexico, Canada, South Korea, Japan, Germany will be the countries most affected by those tariffs. However, and they're rich countries, so they can handle it, relatively speaking. Since domestic vehicles contain imported parts, it will also cost more to build cars in the United States, but it's a good cost. What does that mean for car buyers? Fewer cars to choose from and higher prices. Nice. Used vehicle prices will also climb. No more getting spoiled by the degeneracy. Some U.S. automakers may offer temporary discounts, but we'll see what happens. They're trying to predict the future. That's commie nonsense for you. The Myanmar earthquake, powerful 7.7 magnitude quake last week. The death toll has climbed to over 3,000 people reportedly. Thousands more injured or missing. So the death toll could get quite a bit higher. 500 buildings completely collapsed. 800 more partially destroyed. It's crazy. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Don't
had to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. How can you change your future? How can you change your future? Amazing. If you're busy running around, exercising, whatever you're doing, crying, whatever, you can be listening to the show. You can podcast if you're not able to sit there and watch it, but you can be listening anyway. By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live on your iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. All right? Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Thursday. And the second hour of the show on Thursday. And every Thursday is and will always be Bible Bumper Thursday.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. Yeah. There you go. Bible Bumper Thursday. 888-775-3773. I really do believe, and I'm convinced, that white people need to separate from the blacks. They are blaming you for their problems. They are angry, and they blame you for no reason at all. You've never done anything wrong to them. And generation of blacks, the older generation are passing this thing on to the younger generation, and your children are at risk. Especially now they go to school together and work together. Your children are at risk. And you should love your life enough to protect your life from the blacks. And there are a few blacks now that are starting to overcome that anger. But how will you know who they are? You can't look at a black and go, oh, that's the blacks who have overcome their anger. They don't blame me. And then and you'll come together on your own based on you'll be able to see, oh, this is the person I want to hang out with. It doesn't matter the color, but not because some law had forced you together. You can't force someone to love someone, another person. Forced love is not love. And white people, these people hate you for no reason. And it's risky, it's dangerous. Anger is evil. 888-775-3773. I want to go back to, who was I talking to? Jamil out of Canada. Let's see here. Jamil, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you again. Before you went on the break, I was just going to mention that you said, you know, the family will turn against you, or people in general will turn against you when you start to question things. I wanted to ask you, do you think, I don't want to think about it, but do you think black people are, like, predisposed to turning on each other? Because I've noticed, like, if you go to a black person and let's say, I don't know, like in the States, I think you guys like collard greens and stuff like that. You know, if you go to them and say, I don't like collard greens, the first thing they say to you is, well, you're not black, you know.
And well, that way. It's just that because it's a spiritual, and the children become like the parents. The black parents are evil, and they are passing that down to their children, especially the mothers, and they are passing that that spirit of anger onto the children, generation after generation. And then when the kids are adults, they go out in the public. And they see people like in the government, the blacks in the government, in the workplace, in the schools, and they see that those people are angry and blaming the white folks. And so the young people think that it's true because they do feel anger when it's from the parents, and they are not being told that they need to forgive their mothers. And so
they don't even know it's not them at all.
Yeah. They can overcome it if they were to look at themselves.
Yeah, well, I guess predisposed wasn't the word, but I just mean that. Well, I guess what I want to say is, like, we're set up to do it, you know? Because what I was going to say was, if you go to a black person and say you don't like something that's black or considered to be black, whatever that is, the first thing they say is, you're not black. And, like, the whole room will turn against you, right? Because they all want to kind of, like, stick together type of thing in their mind. But if you go to a white person and you say, I don't like hamburgers, they're just like, all right. But I've never heard like a white person say, well, you're not white. Or I never heard an Asian person say you're not Asian because you don't like rice. You know, it's just like he doesn't eat it. They might say you weird, but they're going to be like, whatever, you know.
Yeah, that's why we got to tell the blacks they got to forgive. We got to tell them that their anger is not from the white man. It has nothing to do with slavery, any of that, but everything to do with the hatred of their mothers, and they are yearning for their fathers. And some will hear it, and they will realize, you know what, that's true, and they will start to overcome. But law they've been told is something else. They're never going to look at themselves and overcome it. It's a mess.
No, it is a mess. And the thing is, when you say, like, people turn against you, like, I've watched it, like, personally in my own life, and how deep that can go, it's almost like I've even noticed through listening to you and stuff like that, how I literally love the hell. Well, I don't love it anymore, you know, but I've noticed how I was in love with it because, like, my own mother, you know, even my brothers, just family in general, how they will turn on you and you become like a scapegoat. Like, once they got you in that position, you don't even have to be in the same country. They'll say you did it. They'll say you did it, you know, because they've turned against you because you question things. And I what you're saying is 100% true. It's 100% true. And you always say you went downtown to get your certification to be a pastor. I think that was the greatest certification that they ever gave out.
Amazing.
The things that I've learned from you is outstanding. I've watched people from the church themselves tell me that they're my friends and my brothers. And as soon as I say Jesus is not God, oh, they don't call me no more. No. They don't call me no more.
Amazing.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And so everything that you say, I don't know if I agree with everything, but one thing you're not is a liar. And I appreciate you for that. You have totally changed my life without question. You have opened my eyes to the lie of anxiety. I'm a person that always thinks about the future, or I always did. And I would chase jobs, you know, because I thought I needed more money. And every time I chased these jobs, I would run into situations where the employer didn't want to pay me or something crazy was going on, you know?
Well,
and
you
I was like...
You stay with it, man. Stay with it. Stay with it. Keep your eyes on you, and it only gets better, all right?
No, for sure. And before you go, I just wanted to say this. Since, you know, Batman died, I think Batman is one of the... they have some great quotes in Batman. There's a couple of them. Just real quick before you go. The first one is, in one of the Batman movies, they said, you can die the hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain. Right? And I thought that was amazing. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. It's not Bible scriptures, but... And the second one was in the most recent Batman movie where they mentioned the darkness. And he says, Batman, you think darkness is your ally. You're merely adopted by the dark. I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a man. By then, it was nothing to me but blinding. And I realized, yeah, and it's so true. When you say we have to tell them, I'll be honest with you, Jesse, I don't think that I would have came to you unless I genuinely, like, I wouldn't have discovered you unless I genuinely wanted to know the truth.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't have.
You have to
because
want
when
it.
You're in, you have to want it. And yeah. And the people that are born in that darkness, they don't realize that it's not yeah. their ally. Yeah. But they think that the darkness is the light.
That's
and it
right.
is not.
Jamil,
it's evil.
Jamil, thank you, brother. Because of time, I got to run. But thank you, man. And you stay with
All right.
it.
All right. Thank you, brother. Have a good day.
You
God
too,
bless
buddy.
You, man.
You too. Thank All you. Right. 888-775-3773. Bill from Detroit. Bill, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
All is well.
Nice, man. Good to hear from you.
Since it was Bible Thumping Thursday,
Bible
and I know a lot of people...
Thursday.
A lot of people always say to you, where is it in the Bible that you got to forgive your mama and your daddy?
Right.
And right there in Matthew 13, 1 through, no, Matthew 15, 1 through 13, where it says, honor your mother and your father.
Yeah.
And right after it says that, it says, if anyone speaks bad or curses or says anything bad about their mama or their daddy, God will kill them.
Amazing.
And so, therefore, it says, you know, like you say, just go and say, I'm sorry, I resent you.
Yeah. Most people think that they read that honor their parents, right? They think you're supposed to take care of them, you're responsible for them and all that. And that's not what it means at all. It just means don't resent them. They can help themselves so that you can overcome them.
In my daughter's Bible, it says if you speak bad about them. In my Bible, it says if you curse them, God will kill you.
Well, anger is curse.
Yes.
Yeah, so absolutely. That's deep.
100%. I was speaking to a young man last night, and I explained to him about forgiving his mother. I said, you don't remember when you were young? When you ran out of the house and you told your friends you hate your mama for what she just did? he said, yeah, you're right. I said, so you did it.
Amazing.
I said, go forgive.
Yeah. It's amazing how most people think that they don't resent their mother. I hear it all the time, but they do. And even God said that all who are born of the flesh must be born of the spirit. All who are born of the flesh, they sin. And the sin is they become angry. And when they become angry, it's a mess. And so most people, they don't think all of the, it applies to everyone, but it does.
Jesse, Grace wants to say amazing to you again.
All right.
My daughter.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Grace. How are you?
Good.
Nice. Amazing.
Yeah, Daddy. What?
Amazing.
Amazing.
How old are you, Grace?
7.
Nice. You're old.
Yeah, well, I'm not that old. Not like I'm 17.
That's right. You're not that old. Amazing. Well, it's good to talk to you, and you stay amazing, all right?
Okay. Amazing.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Jesse. Have a great day.
Amazing, Bill. Thank you, buddy. Nice.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Canada and talk to Houston. Houston, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Houston.
I wanted to share my testimony. I forgave my mother yesterday.
Oh, you did?
I did, Jesse. I've been struggling with forgiveness for 2 years. I was in a pretty heavy betrayal. And I thought I had all the answers. I found you. You found me, actually, on YouTube. I followed everything you said, every instruction, and I thought I forgave her in my mind, but I never actually physically did it. Well, I was at my wit's end because I had let my anger get the best of me. And I called her. I FaceTimed her. I was tired. I've been working too much. And I told her, I lost my dad to suicide when I was 5.
Amazing.
My life became really dark after that. Became obsessed with death. She told me all the bad things he had done in his life. She didn't have remorse for him. She slandered him and eventually told me the truth of what happened when I was 12. I grew up as an unconfident, overweight young man. In my adolescence, I was angry, selling drugs, promiscuous. And I got better in time from cause and effect, but I always had this rage that would come out. So I called her, and like most of your callers, she didn't really take it well. She became defensive or a victim. He did this to me. He did that.
Yeah.
But I saw that she's still struggling with her own anger. And Jesse, when I tell you that I felt the weight of the world lift from my shoulder at this moment, because nothing else I could do. I was trying to force everything to work, and I have such peace now that things are going to work out.
Yeah.
And how they're going to work out is how God intends.
Yes.
So I had to share my test. But Jesse, I've been listening to you every day. I've called you a couple times, but none of my questions were really important, or not as important as this. And I just want to say thank you so much for the work you do. And it's nothing short of evidence of God that you found me, and I've been able to learn from you. So I want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much.
You're welcome, man. You stay with it. It only get better now. Because once you see the light like that, you cannot go back. It's impossible to go back. So it's only going to get better. And you stay with it, endure to the end. Amazing story, man.
Thank you so much. I had actually sent you that super chat about should I go to confession, because that was my first thought yesterday. And I knew you were going to say no.
Right.
Because once I choose to stop sinning, and I don't have the anger to encourage me to do that,
yeah.
What's the need to even go to confession?
I mean, you've already confessed to God that you were wrong for being angry, and you went and forgave. That's the only confessing that you need to do.
100%. And you've made sense of everything for me. You are really doing God's work. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, man. Amazing. You made my day. I can go home now. Amazing.
Thank you, Jesse.
Stay
Thank
with
you. Him. Have a great day, Jesse.
You too, buddy. Amazing. Okay. You got to drop the anger. Satan, working through human beings, your parents and your teachers and others, have lied to you about the anger. Anger is not necessary, folks. Anger is not normal. There's no power in anger. There's no freedom in anger. Really? It's nothing but death and destruction. Suicidal thought, loneliness, struggles, everything. Drop the anger and all that would disappear. It would go away. Because it's the children of anger. Those are the kids of anger. Depression, anxiety, worry. And taking medication for it is not going to solve it. It's only going to lock you into hell forever. And you're not going to get better. You can't solve spiritual issues with medication. Really? you just become dumber. You become all drowsy and all that. But I wouldn't recommend go to the doctor. I'm not a doctor, so I'm not advising you medically. But I know for sure medication is not going to solve spiritual issues. Drop your anger and you can have perfect peace. The hell that you're experiencing is inside of you. Let me go over to the UK and talk to Grant out of the UK. Grant, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, Grant.
Nice. All right, cool. Yeah, I wanted to ask you if you think, is art, not just like paintings and music and films, things like that, but like architecture, anything to do with art, do you think any of that is important?
Is it important?
Yeah. Does it have any... Yeah, because like, I'll tell you my theory really quickly. First, like, I think obviously when the Adam and Eve story happened, where Eve and Adam ate from the fruit of knowledge, and we were taken out of the Garden of Eden, which was a place of just pure presence and love. We now, every time like humanity creates something, you know, like the fire, the wheel, everything that we ever build to like succeed ourselves in a way, it comes from the fruit of knowledge. It comes from like feeling like we're still not enough. Like our, but yeah. So I was just wondering if...
Well, it's necessary in order to function on Earth, but it's not given to you so that you can get a false sense of self from. You're not supposed to get an identity from anybody or anything but the spirit of truth. And so God give us the talents to work with one another in order to function on the Earth. So other than that, it's not necessary. It's not important.
Okay, yeah, because, like, a lot of, like, big people in the world, you know, people like Kanye, Steve Jobs, people like that, like, I wonder if, like, angels and stuff, like, because I, in my past, could get feelings of, like, euphoria from watching a film. Like, I could watch a film, and it could have a message in it that was so, that felt heavenly, that felt like it could bring me back to myself. Because, like, there's two different versions of what creativity can make you feel, I think. There's one that can nullify people and hypnotize them and make them docile. And then there's another version of creativity that awakens something in you and makes you start to reflect. Like, I remember there was a film that you liked. I can't remember, but it was, there was a film that you were talking about for a while. I can't remember what it's called now. I can't remember. But yeah, like...
Revolver?
It was Revolver, yeah.
Well, you're not supposed to get, again, I'm repeating myself, but you can enjoy good movies, films, and things like that, but you're not supposed to get a sense of identity from it. It's not supposed to...
What about a message?
A what?
What about a message?
Meaning what?
Can you get a message from art? Can you, like, get a self-reflective proposition from art? Can it?
Yeah, you can definitely reflect on things like that, but still don't get a sense of identity from it.
Yeah, don't let it take over the real
right
present moment you.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. But you can learn from all things, to be honest, as long as you don't get a sense of identity from it.
Yeah, last thing, I wonder, though, like, when we go up into, if the people that go up into heaven and stuff, and I really view heaven and hell as, like, a frequency thing. Like if you've let go of all your hate and your desires and your fear on this reality, your frequency already is in a heavenly state. If you're not living in fear, you're living in heaven. And I wonder if, like, it's visual still, like, when you go to heaven and stuff, like, it still has, like, so, like sound and vision and whatever. And if, like, God will be like, yeah, I like paintings, or, like, yeah, like, listen to this music or whatever. But, yeah.
I don't know about all that, but
yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brett. Right, I appreciate it, man. Thank amazing.
Amazing. See you then.
All right. Thank you. 888-7753-773. That's the line open. Damien is out of Indiana. Damien, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
How are you today?
Amazing. So are you on a speakerphone or something?
No.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, speak right into your phone. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to talk about perfect peace.
All right.
And, I mean, what is perfect?
It is the love of truth. It's the love of God.
My father died about a little more than a year ago.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, I went through, you know, a period of depression after that. I mean, I was perfectly fine after he died, but after that, I went through a period of depression trying to figure out, because me and him were real close. We worked together, and you know, I spent more time with him than anybody in the world. And so after then, you know, after I just decided to, you know, get up and, you know, get out of my depression, you know, that's basically when I started watching your show and, like, I don't know, immediately popped out of it after I, you know, started listening to some of the things you said. And I really think it has to do with more knowing that, you know, hearing some of the other people's stories and their lives, and that my life wasn't so much different or
right. Yeah.
Worse than anyone else's. And yep. And so I'm at, like, at this point where, you know, I mean, I believe that, you know, God set me on a path of taking care of my parents all my life. I believe that that was my path and, you know, what, you know, my duty in life and I have. And so now I just have my mother and I'm taking care of her and she won't be here very long. And like I pushed, you know, all of the negativity out of my life. And basically, you know, I'm just, you know, it's just me and my mom now. So I think once she passes, then, you know, it'll just be me and the world, you know.
How old is your mother?
You know, once I, she's probably about 82.
Oh, okay. And have you forgiven her?
I believe that, you know, forgiving my parents all my life, you know, continuously, you know, always, you know, been forgiving and forgiving myself and them.
How old are you?
51.
Oh, you're 51. And have you gone to your mother and forgiven her?
Well, I've always forgiven her, you know. I have nothing to forgive her for that I haven't already forgiven her for. I mean, I don't really see a need to confront her with, you know, I mean, that's not, you know, forgiveness is for me, not necessarily for her. She knows, you know, we have a good relationship.
And so, and you want to take care of them for the rest of their lives?
Well, you know, I've helped, you know, I've helped them both out, you know, because really my parents weren't real strong people. Or,
hold on. Hold on, Damien. Hold on. Yep. Let me take a quick break. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. The Hake Report is coming up at 7 at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. And James Hake is on fire. And at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV, Monday through Thursday, even though his name is Friday. Monday through Thursday. And you don't want to miss it, believe me. If you have not heard it, you owe it to yourself to at least listen. It's going to blow your mind. At 11 a.m., he black. And then the American Anchor Baby back on YouTube. He's back. You can't keep a good man down. And especially a man that has as much energy or even more than the great white hope, Donald Trump. And the American baby has energy given to him by God. And you don't want to miss it at 12 noon. The American anchor baby giving back to the country what the country has given to him. Isn't that something? You don't have to deport him. He is not going to El Salvador. He is not hiding from the DEO or DEA or DOJ, right? DOJ?
Probably. ICE.
DOJ. He ain't hiding. Hey, I'm here. I ain't going nowhere, and you're going to love me. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. You don't want to miss it, all right? The misform tonight. I want to show you quickly a picture. Some of you still don't believe that the earth is round. Some of you still think that it's flat. I got proof now. It doesn't get any better than this. Even my black producer. It's funny, I had a white producer before, Derek, my black producer, and they both believed the earth was flat. I'm pretty sure this will convince them. See that picture? That's Hake pointing toward the round earth. You can see the ocean right beneath and the round. See how round that earth is? Doesn't that look flat to you? Come on.
It's round. And I don't disclose whether or not it's Photoshopped. I didn't make it. Shout out to...
It's
the person who sent it to me.
It's a nice picture, too. And you pointed at it, and you're like, ooh.
Indeed.
And so, flat earther, I rest my case.
Ball earth, baby.
I rest my case.
This was sent to me by a flat earther, by the way. Perhaps a former flat earther.
So
a repentant.
Did they send it to you to prove that earth is flat or round? Because it backfired. I fired on them.
True. Yeah. I mean, I'm pointing at the obvious globe because of the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is, this is a doctored photo because he tilted it down at the end where to make it look like there's a curve.
Oh, yeah. So you think that's doctored?
It's definitely doctored. That's not I'm the one who took this photo. And it was beautiful. Flat horizon proves the ball, beautiful big ball Earth.
And they didn't think you would see that?
No, he knew I would see it.
Amazing. Nice.
Thank you, show.
Well, maybe now they can see that Earth is round.
Yeah, maybe they can.
Because a flat Earth has sent you that, right?
True.
So maybe now they see that as well. Derek said that's fake. My producer.
All the ball Earth proof photo proof pics they claim are photoshopped.
Amazing. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to William out of Norway. William, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
I got you.
Hey, William.
Hey, I was watching the church this Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and I heard you say that before Jesus, there was no way for us to be saved, right?
Right. Saint owned everyone.
But the Buddha was here before Jesus, and he found a way.
The Buddha?
Yeah, Buddha.
What do you mean?
From the Indian guy.
What do you mean he found a way?
He found the perfect peace before he lived 1,000 years before Jesus.
And how do you know that?
No, I read about it.
Oh, but the Buddha don't have perfect peace.
No, he found the perfect peace just like Jesus. No.
Oh, and your point is, but Buddha don't have perfect peace.
I don't think it's not the fast Buddha, but there is another Buddha who was a prince before. He was a prince, and he go out to find the truth, and he found the truth in the end. So I think there was always a way to go and find the truth.
No, the people were not able to. There was only one man on earth that had the truth, whoever that was, right? But the people were not able to find the truth because they were owned by the darkness. And there was no way for them to find the light. And it wasn't until the light entered into the earth that some people started to see the light. And the light came with Christ. When Christ arrived, that's when the light entered the earth.
So Buddha didn't find the truth?
No.
It was the light?
I don't know. If you notice, the people who listen to Buddhists don't have the truth. They're not at peace.
Not the, like, yes, but even if you listen to the Christians, they don't have the truth.
Right.
It's the same. They make.
So that means
they made his teaching like.
Yeah.
They took his teaching and make it to a religion and make it like Buddhism. But
met a Buddha with peace?
No, never.
I rest my case.
Okay, but I have another question about silent prayer.
Okay, you're right in that because the Christians don't have peace either. I have not met a Christian with perfect peace.
Yeah, the same like the Buddhists make a religion out of the teaching of Buddha.
Yeah,
the Christians made a religion out of the teaching of Christ. So, but Christ and Buddha, they both had the truth.
Was Buddha able to forgive sin?
Sin. No, but he saw his own ego. He discovered that there was no person, there was just nothing. So he saw his own ego.
Does Buddha believe in God?
I don't think so, but he believes in the truth. There is a truth.
But the truth is...
I don't think it's...
The truth is God.
But not God like we thank God. Like, I think... I don't know. I have to read about that. But.
And so there is a real Buddha and a fake Buddha?
No, I think there is just one Buddha.
So is that the same fat Buddha that sit on the countertop in a Chinese restaurant?
No, I think I'm talking about the Buddha who was a priest.
Oh.
I don't know his real name, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Well, thank you. I'm going to have to read up on the real Buddha, maybe see a... Is there a documentary or anything out about the real Buddha?
I think there is a movie, but there is a book. They have like the Bible, but
they have a Buddha Bible.
They have something, Bhagavad Gita or something like that. But they talk about everything you talk about. So
I'm gonna have to get me a Buddha Bible.
I have a question.
I'm gonna look on Google and get me a Buddha Bible.
Yeah, but I have a question about the silent prayer.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
So I told you last time I called that I start doing it and I stopped, but I start doing it yesterday, and I'm doing it like early in the morning, like 3 o'clock. What time do you do it in the morning?
At 3 a.m. Because
3 a.m.?
I have to get up at 3 so I can. Be still and then get ready to make it to the office.
Okay, I start doing it 3 a.m., but today I woke up like 4. But should I sit or lay when I'm doing it?
Should you what?
Should I lay in my bed or sit? Because when I'm laying in my bed, I can do it longer. But when I'm sitting, it's like 20 minutes, maybe 25.
It doesn't matter either way. If you're not going to fall asleep, you can lay down and do it. But if you know you're going to fall asleep, you should sit up and do it.
Okay, should I do it in the day as well, or just evening and night?
Yeah, at the day you practice doing little things like being aware, walking from one room to another one, or talking to people. When you're talking to people, practice being aware of that. Or when you're getting in and out of your car, be aware. Do little things like that during the day. Or if you get caught up in your head, just take a second and become aware of your body or something. That will bring you back to the present. And eventually you won't have to do those things because you will only live in the present and not in imagination at all. It will change.
Okay, because I've been doing it, but not like consistently. But I had some experience where one time I called you when I saw like the satanic eye popping up. And one time I was like sinking into nothingness. How do I deal like when I have some experiences like that?
You do nothing about it, but... Do nothing about it but watch it. Just watch whatever's happening, right? And don't deny it. Don't run from it. Don't try to stop it. Just be aware of it, and the awareness will change the darkness. It will take away the darkness. Don't call it good or bad, right or wrong or anything. Don't fight with it or anything. Don't call it you. Just watch it. And it's watching it, which is the light of truth, and the light will destroy the darkness. It'll take care of it for you.
Have you had some experiences, like when you was doing the silent prayer, like I mentioned? Have you had some experiences same as me that I mentioned now?
Oh, I haven't had that, no. Different people go through different things with it, so I've heard all type of things that people have seen while they're doing it, But whatever it is, you just watch it. As long as you're not physically being hurt, but you just watch it. And because the devil, evil spirit, will present themselves in all kinds of ways in your imagination in order to try to deceive you. But just watch it and do nothing about it.
Okay. Also, I'm working like 7 days a week.
Nice.
And should I rest like 2 days to reflect and put God first, or should I just work?
You seek God
because
first.
I need the money.
Yeah, if you need the money, you go to work. Eventually, you won't have to do it that much, but yeah, go to work. And you still can seek God just by getting up in the morning, being aware during the day, and you're still putting that first. And yeah, go to work, make your money, build your life.
Okay, nice. Also, last question. Like, you said you've been teaching this for 30 years. Have you had people like really wake up, like the real way that you help?
Yes.
Because I don't hear you talk about them much in interviews.
I've worked with people around the world, and there are people who are waking up. So definitely, there are people waking, men and women, really. I'm working with some women right now in the women's forum, and I counsel with women.
No, I don't mean waking up, but really wake up.
What do you mean by really wake up? You either wake up or you don't wake up. You can't really wake up or halfway wake up.
Like people that are really waked up and done with speaking the truth.
Well, you're never going to be done with it. Once you become of the truth, that's all you're going to ever be interested in is the truth. Because there's so much in the truth that you can never get enough of it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, that's... Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Yep.
All right. Bye. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat. There's a line open, folks. 888-77-JESSE.
Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. James, Jesse, if a daughter was molested and then told her mother about it, and they both decided not to tell the father, do you think that's right?
No.
Or that they should tell the father?
They should tell the father. Why would you keep something like that? You're going to tell the mama, but not tell the daddy? Unless the daddy like going to go out and kill somebody or something, and you know that.
Right.
I don't like ifs anyway, but it's depend on the situation. It depends on the situation. But I don't like if. You always have a way to see, and you will see what to do. Amazing. Thank you.
But generally, I would agree with what you first said.
Yeah, why would you keep that from the father?
Yeah.
What the?
But thank you, Danny.
Yeah, thank you, Danny.
But the women are going to do what the women are going to do. Am I right?
Amazing.
Anyway,
that's right.
Shout out to yesterday's top contributors, Eli Jaw, Games for Rec, 555-555-565, Fatty Watt, those guys on the D-Live crew.
Fatty Watt. Cool. Amazing. Thank you.
Affirmative Action Friday says, with a coffee on the biblical question.
What? How can you change your future?
Real N-guz can't change their future. Real N-guz know it was already written. You feel me, son? LOL, I wanted to hear Hake read this. But unfortunately, for the sake of the channel, I shall not.
Nice. Amazing. What the?
But he spelled it G-G-A. Right. Anyway, quote from the old days from someone with a coffee. Freedom is the sovereign right of every American. Communism is a temporary setback on the road to freedom. America will never fall to communist invasion. As Jesse said, I want my country back.
I want my country back. Amazing.
Paul, with a Cash App, no message.
Nice. Thank you.
And pardon me if I'm butchering your name.
Thank you.
Paul. Ronnie from Ohio, of all the forms of slavery, this is a quote apparently, there is none that is so harmful and degrading as that form of slavery which tempts one human being to hate another by reason of his race or color.
Well, one thing for sure, anyone that has anger is enslaved. They're in prison. And it's the worst prison that you ever, it's worse than El Salvador. El Salvador prison. You're right about that, Ron. Thank you, man. That's
great
deep.
Quote.
Yeah.
Russ bought a coffee. My father was not a good husband slash dad. He was abusive to both my mother and I. I know you say forgiving her for turning me against my father.
Yeah.
But she never did that. He did. How do I forgive my mother?
Well, your mother did turn you away. You just don't realize it because your mother pretended to be a victim. And as a kid, you identified with her because she made you do it in a way you don't even imagine. And so once you identify with your mother, you start to see your father in the way your mother sees him, not the way you see him. So she did do that. Forgive your mother. She was not a victim. She was difficult to deal with. That's why your father can handle it. And then you identify with mama. You start treating your daddy the way your mama treated him. So forgive your mother for doing that, all right? Amazing. Thank you.
And beautiful Lin Yen Chin retracted a couple of super chats early this morning.
Okay.
Because he mistakenly thought we had skipped a super chat, but we did not.
Nice. And, thank you.
And he gives a third super chat, which reads, "Madness might have me. Being black and yellow isn't an ideal condition. May you, number two, in peace always, live long and prosper. Watermelon, chicken leg."
Thank you. Amazing. That's amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. Jean-
Thanks, Lin Yen Chin. Evil Resides says...
He's yellow? What does that mean?
Chinese.
Oh, Lin Chin is Chinese?
And Jamaican.
Oh, yeah?
In Canada.
I wonder what that looked like.
Does it
look like a black person or a Chinese person?
A little bit like Bruce Lee, except taller and bigger, stronger.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So a Chinese and an African black mix make the person tall?
I think so.
Wow. You see Lin Chin?
Only pieces of him.
I'm falling to pieces. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Lin.
Yeah.
John Evil resides safe and sound in many a fool. It's a true shame, yet all remains well outside of that silly mess. Hell. Right,
thank you.
Thank you, John.
Yeah.
Daniel on X live stream. I'm checking in but working. God bless you, JLP.
Thank you, Danny, right?
That's right.
You got morning X, and thank you, Danny. I appreciate it.
Daniel.
Sorry. Daniel. Thank you, Daniel.
Eli Jaw with a diamond. Segregation sounds like heaven on the flat earth.
Yeah. White people, you got to separate from the blacks and not be afraid, because trying to be with them and giving them everything work is not working, and it ain't going to work. You cannot appease evil with physical things. And what they're doing to you today is mind-blowing to me. It's really mind-blowing to me. Just imagine, this guy would have been accused of killing this man's son, twin son, one of the twins. Think about it. Some black guy with no home teaching take a life like that. Amazing. Thank you.
And we'll read the rest of your super chats after this, guys.
Oh, amazing. When I come back, though, I got to take a break. The hate news, not the fake news, but the hate news, and I'll be back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that, because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering, because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Ronald Reagan Airport, you may have heard the whatever it's called. It's been having some issues lately. It had that Black Hawk that ran into or that collided with the other passenger plane thingy, and it was very deadly, like 68 people killed or something. Other incidents. So the FAA is swooping in. Is it going to do something right? I don't know. The whooping cough is on the rise. Norovirus was spreading on a luxury cruise on the Queen Mary 2, actually. And it's a very contagious stomach bug. There are statues that were discovered or something like that, or they were showing off some statues at a Pompeii tomb with a priestess. Oof. Oof. And Jason Kelce, he made a fourth daughter with his podcaster wife. This is the brother to Travis, the one who's with T-Swift. So disappointing, but shout out. And tuberculosis, also known as TB for short, was a top killer in 2023. And their the commie nonsense is fear-mongering about Trump's cuts to the so-called public health worldwide. And women are afraid of the pillowcase R-word-ist, apist Ray. Terrible. Because he was released, but he's supposed to be supervised. It's interesting. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, April 3rd, AD 2025. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. Men's Forum tonight. Men's Forum, first Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. Rebuildingtheman.com/events. A little more about that Myanmar earthquake. Recovery teams were searching the rubble for survivors. I mentioned on the Hake Report the other day that they found a guy like more than 4 days later, and he was survived, recovered him from the rubble. Nice. To remove those who have died, too, removing bodies. People living in the city of Mandalay, struggling to live without electricity or clean water. On Wednesday, the evil UN, although they are evil, they may be trying to do something nice, I don't know, said there's concern that such a situation will give rise to diseases, of course, due to the magnitude of the disaster. The country's ruling military government, the military junta, announced a temporary ceasefire with armed opposition groups. Will they come together? The truce will reportedly last until April 22nd to help those affected by the earthquake. Whatever. The FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport, one of the busiest airports in the country of the United States, been dealing with a number of serious safety issues recently. According to the NTSB, National Transportation Safety Board, there were 15,214, quote-unquote, near-miss events, okay? They were very near, but they missed. Whew. Whew. I just call that efficiency, right? Kidding around. The airport, at the airport between 2021 and 2024, 3 years, over 15,000 close calls. Since the start of 2025, been a string of incidents, including an aborted landing to avoid another aircraft. Oh, remember that? He was going down, and he swooped back up. Shout out to the Southwest Airlines pilot, I think it was, who did that. Collision warnings in commercial jets attempting to land in the mid-air collision of that American Airlines jet and the Army Black Hawk helicopter that killed 67, not 68, I guess, 67 people. Last Thursday, an air traffic controller was arrested for assault and battery and placed on administrative leave after an incident in the control tower. I want to know what this person was. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, what? I want to know. Shout out. I just want to see. I'm just curious. And on Friday, there was yet another close call after an apparent breakdown in communications. In response, the FAA announced plans to send a stress management team to meet with air traffic controllers and offer support. The agency will also conduct regular wellness checks at the facility. Ronald Reagan National, Washington National Airport. The rate at which, and they're going to evaluate the rate at which planes are allowed to arrive each hour. Crazy. Anyway, I guess that's all for Hake News. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Final hour of today, hour three. Thank you.
to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. It's Thursday already. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, how can you change your future? This is such a deep question, folks. It's mind-blowing. It really is. I know it doesn't sound too deep, but it's so deep. How can you change your future? Amazing. You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad. If you're not able to sit and watch, you got to move about right now. You can podcast also and listen later if you're not able to sit. But you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are or what you're doing, by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud. Loud! Go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And every Thursday, because we love the Bible Thumpers, every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready? I don't feel your faith. Are you ready?
No. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. He's drunk as a bastard. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. What do you think about this church incident? I mean, not incident. This situation at this church. Apparently, people mad at the pastor. I don't know if they're mad at the whole church, but they appear to be mad at the church, at the pastor. This is from People. Pastor, and I want to know what y'all think about it. Oh, I got to go back to Damien. Damien, hold on, buddy. I just realized I have to go back to you. My bag. Let me just put this out there. Pastor and Grammy nominee gospel artist Marvin Sapp faced backlash this week after instructing ushers to close the door while taking up offering. Close the door while taking up offering. The moment dates back to a conference that took place in July of 2024. However, it went viral on social media. Watch this from X.
Ushers, close the doors. Close the doors. Close the doors. It's 1,000 that's watching online. This is a small seed. If I get 1,000 online to give this, if I get 1,000 in the sanctuary to give this, that's $40,000 tonight. Now, everyone up here, we've all sowed and seeded, but I need everyone standing up here with us, with me, to plant a seed of $100. Because again, it costs to sit up here. And this is what I need you to do. If you're giving electronically, or even if you're giving tangibly, I'm going to have y'all come to the altar and give it, because I need to see 1,000 people moving. Bring them baskets. I want the baskets up here. I want to see the folk.
Bring your y'all baskets start up here.
Y'all can bring it right now. Come. 1,000 people need to give $20. 1,000 people need to give $20. 1,000 people online need to give $20. This is easy, saints.
Bring them baskets up here. I need y'all to come up front. What the? And here's Marvin's response to the backlash. Watch this.
You know, looking at the video, maybe I was a little more assertive than I should have been. And I can apologize for that. You know, I could apologize for that. But three things I need to make sure the people understood. Number one, the $40,000, if it was $40,000 that was raised, was never given to me. That money was raised for the purpose of taking care of the budget for their conference, not Marvin Sapp. Number two, it didn't happen at my church. It happened in Baltimore. Number three, you know, people take issue with me being firm with the ushers. Anybody that goes to church, ushers one-on-one, that's the first thing they teach you as being an usher, is that there are three times you don't walk. You don't walk during the altar call. You don't walk during prayer. You don't walk during the offering.
And you definitely don't walk during the offering. What the? You can walk. If you got to walk, you better do it during the prayer. If you got to walk, you better do it during the whatever. But you going to walk during the offering? What the? Close those doors. I'm going to start doing that next. We're going to close those doors. Shut the doors, Nick. The anchor baby had her hour office on Sunday. Shut the doors, Nick.
Loud and clear.
We're going to shut the don't you walk. What the? 888-7-7. What are y'all? Was that guy wrong or right? Are you okay with that? Really? Are you okay with that? Are you okay with it? Let me go quickly back to Damien. Damien, my bad, man. I forgot I put you on hold.
That's okay.
What a mess.
Gave me a moment to reflect anyway. So
okay. So you were talking about your father expired and you were really close to him, so you miss him. And now you're taking care of your mother. And I remember the last thing I asked, do you want to take care of your mother?
Well, I think it was the path that I set myself on or that I was set on. And I followed through with it. You know, I wouldn't say led the typical life. You know, I mean, you know, go to school, get a job, you know, and go to college and, you know, that type of prescribed life, you know. So, I grew up working with my dad. I worked for him, you know, throughout my life until he couldn't work anymore. Work for myself and stuff like that. So, I kind of grew up in, you know, with my parents. You know, I've led a normal life, just as everybody else, but, you know, it's not.
And you're 50-something. How old you say you're 50 now?
Yeah.
You're 50. And so 51. You didn't go to high school?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you
went? Yeah, no, I've lived a very typical
life
as far as that goes, but, you know, as far as the path that I've led isn't the same as everybody else's, of course.
So you never left your parents?
No, I've moved out and moved back in. I've, you know, worked different jobs, but for the most part, you know, throughout my life, I've been here to help my parents. You know?
Why?
Oh, because, you know, I believe that's the natural way in which people live. You know, I mean, more as a, you know, village or a, you know. I don't know how to describe it.
You believe that you were created to help your parents?
No, I mean, overall, but yeah, I'm here to do, you know, to do the best that I can, you know, wherever that might be, you know.
So do you want to take care of your mother?
Yeah, because I'll tell you, you know, it's a lot cheaper than putting her in a home.
And so you believe that you were created to take care of your parents?
That's one of the things, you know.
And why do you
believe that's the path that I set myself on?
You set yourself on that path?
My duty, I believe it's my duty as a member of a family.
And so you believe that
my brother, my brothers and sisters, you know, they led the typical life.
They what?
They led the typical life.
Oh, they didn't take care of your parents?
No.
And so are you the baby?
I'm the one that wound up with that out.
Are you the oldest or youngest?
No. Middle.
And so you have brothers and sisters, and none of them took care of your parents.
Yeah, it's almost as though they abandoned my parents in a way.
Have you ever wondered why?
They abandoned the family altogether. I mean, yeah, I grew up in a dysfunctional family.
Right.
You know?
Everybody does. So yeah. Have you ever wondered why you're the middle child? Why are you the one that stuck with your parents? You ever wondered that?
Yeah, because my brothers and sisters are dirt. You know, they pursue money. They pursue money. You know, that's the most important thing in their life.
Not necessarily.
I mean, I pursue what money I need. They pursue money for the sake of money.
And so you believe that you were created to take care of them?
I believe I'm, you know, providing the best value to the world, my world, that I can provide.
But do you believe that you were created to take care of your parents?
That's part of it.
So why would God create you to take care of your parents?
He does. He didn't.
So not why do you think? Why do you
believe that? You know, it's not so narrow of a view.
It's not so,
you know,
what?
That's only part of my life. That's a very small part of my life, but it boils down to that that's going to end, and I need to find a new purpose in life. You know, at the age of 51, 52, however long my mom lives. You know, what, maybe another year? I mean, am I going to deprive her with that, stick her in her home?
And you what's know? Wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
It's about the quality of life.
What
you
that
know, her home, you know, the home that she wants to reside in.
When you
first, let's say, you know, and actually this is the case. What if, you know, I mean, my father charged me with taking care of my mother. If he tells me to do that, then aren't I following the path that he
why did he tell you to take care of her instead of your sister?
Well, when she gets to a certain point, my sister is going to have to, I'm not going to change, you know, I'm not changing her diapers or anything like that, you know? So when it gets to that point, then yeah, she's definitely going to go with, you know, over to my sister's house.
But your sister's not going to want that.
Well, it's already an arrangement. I mean, we have to take care of, you know, we can't just abandon, you know, I'm not going to abandon parents like my brother and sister, you know, they wouldn't have been able to afford to live in this house if they had to hire out every, you know, task and stuff like that. So, you know, it's more of a financial arrangement.
But if they have, you know, business prepared for,
even, I will get a payoff for taking care of them. I mean, this is more or less kind of a bit, I mean, it's a business arrangement in a way.
What do you mean?
Well, we have a rental house and this house and, you know, we live in a nice neighborhood. So, you know, there'll be a, you know, eventually the estate will get settled. I'm hoping I wind up with a better deal than what my brother and sisters, you know, being that I provided.
Well, what's gonna happen when your father has aspire, and when your mother aspire, your brother and sister are gonna show up, and they ain't gonna want a portion of that money.
That's become a problem. Yeah, become a problem where a major issue. Actually, my brother stopped by the other day. It was crazy. Talking about how he's going to get his share, because, like I told you, these people are money oriented. They just blow it. You know, it's all about, just money, period. And
because of time, did you tell your brother you're not going to get a dime when mama die?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. If a punch in the face, to tell him that, because he was talking something to the effect of, I'm coming to get my share. Your share of what? This isn't your house. Who knows? All of this might wind up going to taking care of her, and it'll be all spent up, and you'll be in debt.
Did you have your mother tell him he's not going to get a dime?
She has, plans for what she wants to do with her estate, and she wants to divide it equally. But, I personally believe that I deserve a bigger share, because I'm going to increase the value of the home that we're going to wind up selling eventually before she passes, probably.
Does she have a will?
No, and I've been talking to her, just begging her to speak with somebody on that.
And what'd she say?
And she won't listen.
So your mother doesn't care about you as much as you care about her.
I know this.
Why are you stuck with her then?
Why would I want to put myself in a worse position than I'm already in? Because I don't need money like other people do. I don't have all these expenses that other people. I stay in the back half. The back half of the house, including the basement, is mine.
Well, all that's going to change when your mother dies.
I live with them.
All that's going to change when she aspires.
Yeah, yeah.
And if your mother appreciated you wasting your life taking care of them, your father and your mother, your father should have done that too, but they should at least do a will or something, because your brothers and sisters are going to come in like buzzards, and they're going to try.
Exactly.
They're going to try to take everything you got, man.
Yeah, I know.
So your question for me is what?
Well, ultimately, as long as I have enough in the end, I don't really care. I'm done with it. That argument about how the state's going to be divided up. I'm done with it.
Do you have a question for me or something?
Well, it had to do with Perfect Peace.
Right.
Basically, that's simply it. I'm done with it. None of that means anything to me anymore. Once this estate closes up, then, I'm going on my way. My brothers and sisters, they've pretty much ruined their relationship with me. I'm not concerned with them anymore, so... And, I'm going to walk the earth, man.
What are you going to do when your mother...
I'm going to take my little chunk and what's up?
What are you going to do when your mother aspire?
That's simply it. I'm thinking, I'm looking for my purpose in life once this closes up. Once this is all settled, then... I'm I need to develop a new purpose in life and what I'm going to do. And you know, like I said, I might buy myself a motorcycle and tour the world or whatever, you know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you well, man.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I think, you know, to me that almost, you know, seems like perfect peace. Once, you know, I get rid of all these problems, because this has all been a problem my whole life. You know, and I think once, you know, and it's not too far off that, you know, I will, you know, I'll be able to, you know, do anything that I want. And it feels like, you know, more of a relative term from where I'm coming to where I'm at right now. After I punched my brother in the face.
You punched him in the face?
After I punched my brother in the face. After I punched him in the face for, you know, talking about he's going to get his share. He's coming to get his share, you know. Right after that, I just, you know, in realizing that once this closes up, then, you know, I have no other problems, man. I mean, I've already, you know, dispatched of all the negativity in my life, and my brother and sister in this estate is just the last thing.
And so one last question, why did your father make sure, since you were taking care of your father and your mother, and you've been with your father all your life, he's like your best friend, you say, why did he make sure that all this was taken care of, put it in writing before he expired? Why did he leave you with all this trouble?
Well, he had a stroke, so
it
was kind of an abrupt thing where, you know, he became basically close, you know, to an invalid.
Right.
And, you know, he was still somewhat functional. We had, you know, I went through quite a bit, you know, taking care of him and my mom while he was at home in hospice care.
What a mess. Yeah. And so your mother will not straighten this out. She's refusing to get a will to make sure you get what you're supposed to get. She's refusing to do that?
Well, she doesn't want any problems with my brother and sister.
But she created a problem by not getting a will.
I know. I've tried to speak with her on this, and I keep telling her that if she doesn't, then they're going to eat me alive.
Right.
They're going to eat me alive.
And what she said when you tell her that, what's her response?
She just keeps saying, well, I'm just going to write it down on paper. And she hasn't even done that. She's going to screw me over. I'm going to get screwed over.
So knowing that your mother's going to screw you over, why don't you dump her in an old folks home?
Because that would be, you know, like I said, you know, why would I want to put myself in a worse position? You know, why in my position that I have right here, right now, to establish new bills and new expenses? And,
you would have to put myself
in what I consider to be a new hell.
Oh, okay. So if you put it into an old people home, you would have to pay for it?
Yeah, it would come out of the estate, yeah.
Oh, I see. All right. Yeah. What a mess. So this woman doesn't even love you enough to say, you know what, son?
She's not. On the surface or deep down inside.
No, it's hell through and through.
All people are, though. All people
That's
are.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yep.
Because if your mother loved you and you've taken care of both your father and your mother, she would at least say, you know what, son? We're going to do a will. I'm going to make sure that you get your portion of what you deserve. And so you don't have to fight with your brother and sister, because they are going to fight over the money, that's for sure. She would, and if she had love, she would make sure you're taken care of.
Yeah. They're not even respecting the fact that I'm actually increasing the value of the house by some of the projects. I mean, I'm remodeling the bathroom right now, and the whole house is going to have to be gone through, and that's all on me. You know, before the house gets sold, I'm going to have to go through the whole house and redo everything. And the house is just, I mean, full of stuff from 30 years of living here.
So there's now you don't see a way out, huh?
No, it isn't that. Once she's, I'm actually protecting her from them.
How?
You know, because basically, I mean, they've already got her estate. You know, they want to, that's exactly what they want to do. They want to, hey, I want to come in and sell everything for whatever I can get out of it immediately and get her in a home that way I can get my money. Period. That's what they want to do.
Does she know that?
And that would wind up to be more expensive, than her living in her forever home, you know?
Does she know that?
Yeah, she knows.
And yet she won't do the right thing.
No, it's the way it seems.
You need to forgive your mother. She's a mess.
I'm continuously talking to her, and I'm hoping for the best.
Oh, man, I wish you well with that situation. It's unfortunate you won't be strong enough to make her do it or tell her, you know what, if you don't do it, I'm going to put you in the old folk home.
Well, I can't. The only way I can do that is be mean to her, and I'm not going to be mean to my mom.
And why not?
Yeah.
Why won't you throw mama from the train?
Believe me, I'd like to, but I see it as a financial situation that it would be way more expensive to put her in the home than what it would be just to.
Well, you do what you see best, man. I'm messing around with you, but I wish you well, Damien.
All right. Thanks, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
All right, buddy. What a mess. 888-775-3773. Let me go over to New York and talk to the first-time caller, Is it Abstract? Oh, okay. Abstract, yes. Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse?
All is well, sir.
Great. I would like to answer the biblical question.
How can you change your future?
Can't change your future because the future don't exist.
Amazing. Can't change your future because the future doesn't exist.
Yes.
Can I
tell you a quick joke?
Yes.
What's the difference between Batman coming outside and a black man coming outside?
What's the difference between a fat man coming outside and a black man coming outside?
No, Batman. Batman.
Oh, I thought you said a black man. What's the difference between
Batman?
So the question is what?
What's the difference between Batman coming outside and a black man coming outside?
Oh, because Batman won't rob you.
Because Batman could come out without robbing.
Right. Batman can. Yeah, I heard that before. Batman can come out without robbing. Amazing. Thank you, Abstract. That's funny, man. I've heard that before.
You're the truth.
I'm sorry?
I said, you're the truth.
Thank you, man. And thank you for responding to the biblical question. I've heard that joke before. I've used it at the gym.
Take care. Enjoy your day.
All right, you too, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me take a quick break. D-Live is open on the Treasure Chest. The Treasure Chest is open on D-Live, and I'll be back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. A counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Glory, 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 hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burden down. We have a church up in here. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. At 9 a.m. What does that mean? Lock them in.
For the donations.
Oh, lock them in. Close that door. The Hake Report coming up at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11. Then Joel Friday TV, he black. And then the American Anchor Baby. And he is back on YouTube and Rumble. So check him out, YouTube and Rumble. And the men's forum tonight at 7 p.m., guys. Come on down. It's the first Thursday of the month. It's going to be amazing. And ladies, get ready for Third Thursday. And the ladies, honestly, are on fire. Those men are like, I can't even find the words to tell you how amazing they are. Both men and women for them. I want to know, is this blasphemous? I want to know, is this blasphemous? Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Blasphemous. I want to know if you think this is blasphemous. This is from the Daily Mail. A bizarre KFC ad in which a man is baptized in a lake of gravy has sparked hundreds of complaints over claims it marks Christianity. The Advertising Standard Authorities has received almost 1,000 complaints about the commercial, during those, including those from Catholic and Protestants. Is this blasphemous? Watch this from X.
And apparently the music was copyright, so I'll be narrating this for you here.
Okay.
So here is that ad with KFC. So you see the man, he's wide-eyed as he arrives to the lake of gravy with his heart open. He walks closer to the shore. He then gets picked up like a mannequin by another man, almost weightless.
A woman.
Oh, by a woman? I can barely see. That is a woman picking up that man. They are walking into the lake of gravy. She is holding him and dips him into that gravy. Very viscous gravy, bubbling.
Gross.
And then she picks him. She out of the gravy comes out a new man, but he's a fried chicken stick. Fried chicken drumstick. Comes out a new man. KFC.
Not very appetizing.
Is that blasphemous, Nick?
Blasphemous?
Yeah.
No.
The Christians are mad about
it. It's pro-Christian.
The Catholic. And
it's bringing Christianity back to the advertising.
Interesting. The Catholic and the Protestants are mad. So you say, no, it's not blasphemous.
No.
What do you say? Is it blasphemous?
It's sacrilegious. It's not. I wouldn't call it blasphemy. People throw around the word blasphemy just way too loosely, in my opinion. I call it sacrilege.
It's a sacrilegion?
Sacrilegious.
Sacrilegion?
Yeah, because it's clearly mocking Christianity, baptism. And it's also gross. It's like not very appetizing. That did look like a good, tasty piece of chicken, but it's gross.
You're not supposed to see
the whole idea
gravy.
Of it is gross.
You're not supposed to see that much gravy in one collection.
Right. True.
There's something against God about that.
And a human-sized person turns into a chicken?
Ain't that much gravy on a chicken when you put rice in it.
Was that a boneless chicken wing? Maybe Joelle would.
No,
like
I
it.
Don't think so.
Maybe
that much
Joelle?
Gravy.
Joelle prefers boneless chicken wings.
He does?
That's what I heard.
Joelle doesn't know his culture at all. Maids were right.
Indeed.
Black people don't eat boneless chicken.
Is he even black?
No.
Psh,
what are you saying, Nick?
That much gravy in one place is against God.
Yeah, that is disgusting.
It's like that is an offense to God.
Yeah. He should cover. They should all be covering their faces.
Correct. Shameful.
With gravy.
No. With sackcloth and ashes. But that doesn't make you really. I don't think that's a really effective ad, other than that it's making us play it on the show.
What made them think of this? Why is this doing
because
this?
Because the Christians brought attention to it by being mad. The Christians ain't got nothing else better to be mad about. What's up?
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, I agree.
If you got to be mad, even though there's never a reason to be mad, never. Nothing should be able to make you mad. Don't be mad about the gravy. Let me do this. Here's another.
And they put a woman in the charge, by the way.
I know. Carried a man. What a beta.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Kentucky Fried Chicken. Here's another example of what evil can influence you to do. Evil is anger. Anger is evil. Evil is angry. And it separates you from the truth. And all in your heart, only thing in your heart is evil. You have no love. Here's another example of what evil can make you do. What anger can make you do. Every human being is evil until they forgive. This is from WGN News. A special education. No, not that. That's not what I want. Oh, this is from NBC News. I want to know what y'all think about this. Prosecutor says, what? Nikita Kassip, a 17-year-old, lived alongside the body of his mother and father and stepfather inside of their Wisconsin home for weeks after the murder. Watch it from NBC.
Before Nikita Kassip was charged with murder, he was held in the Waukesha County Jail only on charges that he stole his parents' car and gun. That changed today. But I do want to warn you, the details that we learned, some people may find disturbing.
The 17-year-old is accused of killing his mom, Tatiana Kassip, and his stepdad, Donald Mayer, more than a month ago, back on February 11th. Court records say he shot his mom in an upstairs hallway, his stepdad in an office. Police say he left the bodies where they died. Then Kassip lived in the house for nearly 2 weeks before he fled. Police found a camera memory card that showed about a week after the murder, Kassip was lighting candles in the office where his stepdad's body was sitting and recording the dead body. Police say at one point, Kassip stood next to his stepdad's body with his phone out as if taking pictures, all while videoing himself with another camera. So Kassip then says, "So you can see him there. I can literally see the expletive rotting body."
Amazing. Kassip told a girl at school that he wanted to kill his parents and threatened her if she told anyone. Now he's been held on $1 million bail. Watch this.
In the month leading up to the murder, Kasip also told a girl at his school that he wanted to shoot and kill his parents. But he told her it was only hypothetical because he didn't have a gun.
The defendant did threaten to kill witness A if she told anyone what he was telling her after he had given her information that he was speaking with someone from Russia.
Kasip is now being held on a $1 million bail. He has not entered a plea on the new charges against him. That will come next week.
Oh, a mess. What do you think about that one, Hank?
That's terrible. That is some foreigner type stuff, it feels like. That feels like foreigner stuff. Because he looked like a foreigner. He has a foreign name. Russia, maybe.
Oh.
But that is the same spirit, like you said.
This is what anger makes you do. Anger is evil. And anyone with anger is capable of that. So don't be somebody, oh, I would never do that. You're lying. You're lying. You would do it. Anger would make you do it. Anger is evil, and anger separates you from the truth, from the light, from God. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on DLive.
Joel said he liked the meat with no bone because you get more meat. Oh, man.
Indeed. Over on D Live, another one from Eli Ja, another diamond. Segregation only ended because of government force.
Which was a big mistake. Big mistake. If I can turn back time, I would never allow the so-called civil rights movement to exist. It was nothing but a mess. Amazing. Thank you.
Greenwald with a diamond. If we bring back...
What a mess! The civil rights movement.
If we bring back segregation, where do mixed people go?
To heaven.
Whoa. Straight there? Or...
They live a long life and then you go to heaven.
Oh, okay. Me and Big Mama Michelle at the buffet bought a coffee. Jesse, when you mentioned smoke on it, I actually thought about a smoked turkey leg. Can I get a drop?
Along with Parches coffee. Good. So if mixed people, if we bring back segregation, which we should do, the mixed people, that could be difficult because they're going to have that other half of black in them, huh?
Right.
Maybe they'll have to go to their side of the corner.
Yeah. Like the South Africa people.
Yeah, and that's what heaven is. Amazing. Thank you.
Walmartavius, giving women the right to vote in civil rights movement is where we went wrong in America.
Yep. You can say that again. The civil rights movement was worse than slavery. I mean, worse than slavery, abortion, or anything. A mess. What a mess.
Lin Yen Chin, when will you unveil the prance troop that Joel has trained Bond to become? We know you are all prancing for Jesus behind the scenes at break time.
Amazing. Thank you. Soon, I hope. Soon and very soon, I'm going to see the Lord. Soon and very soon, I'm going to see the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to see the Lord.
Calvin from Ohio.
Praise the Lord.
Bought a coffee.
Praise you, Jesus.
Biblical question.
What? How can you change your life? I mean, your future.
This may go over a lot of people's heads. Everyone has a future. Everyone was born for a purpose. How do you change your future? The real question should be, are you going to go down the path of Judas or Peter? Something I once heard as a kid.
Amazing. Thank you. I don't know what that means, but I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Thanks, Calvin.
Yeah, thank you, Calvin.
Lin Yen Chin, not only must we be segregated, but mouth breathers should be barred from public speech to save the potential inherent to this language.
What's a mouth breather?
Me.
Oh. What the? Thank you. I appreciate it.
Some of us can't breathe through our nose very well.
Oh, I see. We need John, my ex-producer, to show us how to breathe, sleep without opening our mouth.
Well, John's son, anyway, Sean.
Sean. Yeah, not, hey, John. Hey, Sean. John, Sean know how to sleep without his mouth being closed, how to breathe.
And without taping your mouth shut. That's crazy.
I know.
My opinion.
It's insane. But amazing. Thank you.
Scrap the Planet says you can change your future by staying present. I guess that's the biblical question.
Thank
response.
You. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Who's that?
Scrap the Planet.
Thank you.
Eli Jaw with yet another diamond. JLP looking like a VW van with that polo fit fire.
Amazing.
Very cool.
Nice.
Apple 2691. A very generous 17 coffees.
Thank you.
Hi, Jesse and crew. There's a song, Evil Woman, by so-and-so. I'm so evil that they wrote a song about me. Biblical question answer.
How can you change your future?
No! You said future doesn't exist. How can I change it? Have a great day, y'all.
Thank you. Thanks for your support. Thank you for the answer to the question, responding. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Ray, in reference to the twin boy who got stabbed to death,
yeah.
The thing that makes these black boys and men dangerous is that they have the anger of their mothers with the physicality of a man ready to fight you if you look at them the wrong way.
And then they wonder why white people go on the other side of the road when they see them comment or hold their purses. What do you think? White people, y'all need to protect yourself and your children. Move away from the blacks. Do what they did in Louisiana. White people moved away from the blacks and started their own section of the town. This man, according to the report, he had two twin teenage boys there. Seems like they did a lot of things together. And some black guy just killed him out of anger for no really good reason at all, it seems. So I don't know what to say, but it's time to segregate again and let people come together naturally. Thank you.
Chris, with the biblical question response.
How can you change your future?
We cannot change the future, but we can have the best possible present by staying in the presence of God.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Nikki, I'd given up on love before meeting my boyfriend. Now I'm with him because why would I reject someone wanting to be close to me? Just as Jesus wouldn't. Do you think that's a reasonable way to look at love/relationships?
No. Absolutely not. But thank you.
Thank you, Nikki.
What love got to do with it?
Indeed.
Got to do. What love but a secondhand emotion. Amazing. Thank you.
While Martavius, Buddha was a fat, lazy freeloader who sat under a tree all day smoking pot.
In a Japanese restaurant.
Sounds like libel to me.
Chinese restaurant. Amazing. I got to take a break.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank you all.
Amazing. Let me go to Wisconsin and talk to Isaiah out of Wisconsin. Isaiah, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Isaiah.
Hello, Jesse. How you doing? Can you hear me?
All is well.
Well, I was calling because I actually had a few questions. I'm going to try to make it as quick as possible.
Okay.
The first one that I had was about the thoughts. I realized that, I guess the question is, I noticed that it's almost like I'm communicating with the thoughts or as if there's more than one, one voice communicating.
Right.
As far as the thoughts.
Yeah.
So, like, the question I have, like, have you ever, like, noticed that? It's, would that be me or is that, like, the voice, like, is there more than one communicating, within the thoughts?
No. It's not you. As long as you're not using words to talk back, let's say the thoughts say, go and get some Kool-Aid. You're like, no, I'm not getting the Kool-Aid. Oh, yeah. As long as you don't respond back at all, it's not you at all. Not you. And it sounds like you, it looks like you, but it's not. Absolutely not. And it's the same voice that pretended to be you.
Right, because I noticed when I was at the store, like, I would hear, like, more than, it was like a real conversation going on.
Right.
In the thoughts.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I'm just sitting there watching it, as you said, like a movie, and I'm like, wow, it sounds almost like I'm in there communicating amongst like we're like two, three different people, it seems, but it's Absolutely. All my, like, it sounds like me, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because Eva uses human beings' voices so that it can give the impression that you are talking to yourself, and it's just not true at all. It is total illusion. It's absolutely not true. That's why I tell people to just watch those voices. Don't fight with them. Don't argue with them. Just watch them, and they'll be taken away.
Okay. Thank you. Then the other question was, far as, like, me and my wife, I kind of, like, brung it to her attention that she needs to forgive her her mom and her dad. Her dad is actually, she hasn't been in her life at all. He actually died when she was a lot younger.
Uh-huh.
But so she pretty much went to her mom, according to her, and forgave her mother. But it doesn't seem like that's the case because of what's every, like, this we did this maybe a year ago after I start following you. And I actually called you a couple times and we spoke.
Okay.
But what I've noticed is like everything that you've been speaking about as far as her, like anytime I speak the truth to her pretty much and she disagree, she would then use the kids as a leverage.
Yeah.
To like far as like take them out of the room. They can't sleep in a room with me. And then as of late she pretty much split off and now she moved into a different place. And when she comes over to the house that we pretty much, I guess you can say, somewhat built together, she would like try to control things in the house that she no longer stays in, but we're still married. And then when I say anything to her about her, like anything that she's doing that I disagree with, she would then use the kids as leverage and try to pretty much get me back in the sense where, like, okay, if she disagrees, she'll then take the kids from me pretty much. And then I called her out on it recently. I felt like it was almost like an argument. But, and I know you said not to argue,
right.
So I try to watch that, and that's the last thing I want to do. But at the same time, like, I just felt like, I don't want to say felt, but it's more like, I just spoke on it. Like, pretty much, like, you keeping the kids from me, like, you, because I spoke the truth, and now you're keeping the kids from me. Now you're taking them. Because my daughter wanted a cookie, and she just kind of like just said, no, we leaving, and she ain't getting nothing from you, and she just like just tuck them away from me.
What an evil woman. So, like, so she left, did she leave the children with you when she left?
When she left, she left the two oldest, my two oldest sons with me.
Okay.
We got 9 kids together.
Whoa, and, are you white?
I know, right? No, I'm black. Yeah,
are
I'm
you
black.
Married to a white woman or something?
No, she's black too.
She black.
Like we both kind of mixed because on her side, her mom, her grandfather is white, so her mom is mixed.
I knew they had some white up in there somewhere. So right. She left the house and left you with two of your kids. You say?
Yep, she left me with my two older sons, and she took all the younger ones.
And what?
Oh, I'm sorry. And she took my oldest daughter. She's 19. So she took her as well.
She's 19?
Yeah, I know why she took my oldest daughter. It's mainly because she used my oldest daughter so that she can continue working. Because when she was in the house, I was pretty much telling her, like, that, you know, like, you know, we both were seeking God way before we came across you. At least I thought we were.
You and your wife?
And, and my wife was.
Okay.
But then when I came across you, everything just was clear to me. And then I knew then what the right things to do. So I was pretty much telling her, like, we gotta get right.
Right.
And it's like, you know, we gotta go forgive. And then the next part was everything else you mentioned. And then when I mentioned all that to her, she refused to give up pretty much the daycare and to a point where she was like, she's not giving that up. Then it got to a point where she said she started working with her friend and she didn't want to give that up. And then all of a sudden she started working with her friend, but then she started pretty much putting it on my daughter so my daughter was watching my kids.
Amazing.
She just refused to be with the kids, period.
So I, Isaiah.
Yeah.
Because of time, and this is so important, I don't want to just run through it. Like, are you able to call me back tomorrow?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, call me and remind them when you call in. Let them know I told you to call back, and I'll take your call as soon as you call in.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay, we'll pick up on this. This is too important to just rush through it, all right?
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Call me tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
Bye. What a mess. I'll deal with that tomorrow if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. I gotta go. The hate report is coming up now. Tomorrow is Black Friday. Tomorrow, Black Friday. The men's forum tonight at 7 p.m. Come on down, guys. Get on the straight and narrow, folks. You can have, I promise you, you can have perfect peace. You don't have to have all this conflict in your life. You really don't. You don't have to have all these crazy people in your life. Men or women, you don't need it. You don't have to have it. It's abnormal to live like this. You are not created to be miserable. All right? So get on the straight and narrow. Forgive your mama and your dad, all people. And do the silent prayer, revealingtheman.com/prayer. We're going to finish up those super chats tomorrow and do the rest of them. And also, Black Friday. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Don out of, first time caller out of Ohio. A-I-A-L-A-L from Texas. And Jermaine from Canada. I am so out of time. If you can, call me back tomorrow. We'll get to you as soon as possible. You got to work on it. Don't love your hell. Stop loving your misery. And it'll disappear. You were not created to live with misery. You were created to have perfect peace and to walk out of the prisons of your imagination and be free. Thank you all for the truth and chats and the donations and everything. I'll be back tomorrow. Hate report coming up. The hate report coming up now. Take care, folks. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.